One day, a newly baptized Christian asked St. Augustine, "What virtues are necessary to reach Christian perfection?" St. Augustine thought for a moment and replied, "There are three virtues necessary for Christian perfection. The first virtue is humility. The second virtue is humility. And the third virtue is humility." Humility, humility, humility. Humility is so necessary to reach Christian perfection that St. Augustine's contemporary, St. John Chrysostom, once remarked that humility is the root, mother, nurse, foundation, and bond of all the virtues. Think of it. Humility gives birth to every virtue. It unites all the virtues. It's the foundation of all the virtues. All virtues grow and branch off from the root of humility. It nurses the other virtues back to good health. In today's first reading from the Old Testament book of Sirach, we hear, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts." The virtue of generosity is indeed a great virtue, but humility is even greater. Why? Because a person who gives gifts might be doing it to be noticed, to win the esteem of his companions, or to get a thank you note, or to get her name on a plaque, or to get a building named after their family. The book of Sirach continues, "Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." One day, Pope St. Pius X gave an audience to a number of priests. Each priest was instructed to introduce himself to the Supreme Pontiff and then kneel to receive the Pope's blessing. The first priest announced, "I'm the Vicar General of my diocese," and then knelt to receive the Pope's blessing. The next one proclaimed, "I'm the Judicial Vicar," as he genuflected for the papal blessing. "I'm the Vicar for Clergy," declared the next, dutifully kneeling for the blessing. "I'm a University President," the next priest said, and knelt for the blessing of His Holiness. This rhythm went on for several more priests. Finally, the last priest in line whispered and said, "Holy Father, all I am is just a parish priest." And Pope St. Pius X knelt down, kissed that priest's hands, and said, "May I please have your blessing?" Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Humility, humility, humility. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that all the virtues lie in the middle between two extremes. There are always two extremes to every virtue. It's like a teeter-totter, right? The virtue lies in the fulcrum, in the middle. One extreme to humility is pride. It's probably obvious, right? The person who thinks he's God. Author Frederick Collins wrote, "Do you walk into a room and say, 'Here I am'? Or do you walk into a room and say, 'Ah, there you are'?" Leonard Bernstein, the famous American conductor and composer, was once asked, "Which instrument was the most difficult to play?" I'd like to ask our musicians, "What do you think is the most difficult instrument to play?" And Leonard Bernstein thought for a moment and replied, "The most difficult instrument to play, second fiddle." He says, "I can get plenty of first chair violinists, but to find someone who can play second fiddle with enthusiasm, that's a problem. No one wants to play second fiddle. And if we don't have second fiddle, we have no harmony." How often our pride won't allow us to play second fiddle. Cardinal Dolan used to tell us in the seminary, "Gentlemen, gentlemen, the world already has a savior and it's not you." Priests are constantly fighting the pride of wanting to be the savior of the world, or at least of their parish. In this diocese, all the men and women preparing for the sacrament of holy matrimony have to take a premarital inventory. One of the statements that they have to agree or disagree with is, one of us always insists on being right. Agree. Everybody says agree. Rarely does a person say, no, I disagree. I always have to be right. I never make mistakes. I know more than my spouse, my boss, the Pope, the church. C.S. Lewis writes in Mere Christianity, if anyone would like to acquire humility, I can, I think, tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that one is proud. C.S. Lewis says, if you think that you are not conceited, it means you are very conceited indeed. So pride, that's the one extreme. Right? What's the other extreme? Self-hate. What St. Francis de Sales calls a false humility, which makes us say, in the words of St. Francis de Sales, we are nothing. We are misery itself and the refuse of the entire world. We think that we're the worst creatures that ever walked the face of the earth. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta says, don't think that hiding your gifts from God is a sign of humility. So those are the two extremes, right? Pride on the one side, self-hate on the other. Can you see how humility lies perfectly in the balance? The word humility comes from the Latin word humus. Humus, which means earth. The humble person is rooted in the earth. He is down to earth with his feet on the ground. He's rooted in reality. The humble person knows that he isn't misery itself and the refuse of the world. He knows that he's beautiful, created by God, made in his image and likeness. Yet at the same time, the humble person knows that he is not God, that he doesn't have all the answers. He doesn't need to sit in the place of honor at banquets. Indeed, the humble person knows there's no need to boast about his achievements because all his talents and virtues come from God. Everything is a gift. Humility, rooted in reality, rooted in the truth. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, true humility is truth. Truth about who we are in the eyes of God and others. Truth, standing side by side next to Jesus, she says. When I stand side by side next to Jesus, I accept God's assessment of myself, and I stop being fooled about myself and impressed with myself. The higher I am in grace, she says, the lower I should be in my own estimation because I'm comparing myself to God. Here's just three quick characteristics of the humble person. A humble person says, please. A humble person is always saying, please. The Catechism says humility is the foundation of prayer. So a humble person is constantly praying, please, Lord, help me. A humble person knows he's weak and needs help. He can't do it on his own. A humble person says, thank you. Someone might say, great job at the football game Friday night. You played so well. A prideful person says, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm the best player on this team. A person on the other extreme says, oh, I'm terrible. I'm rotten. Oh, did you see how many fumbles I made? The humble person says, thank you. Thank you. Thanks be to God that he used a weak instrument to give him honor and glory. A humble person says, please. A humble person says, thank you. A humble person says, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. A humble person goes to confession often because a humble person knows he's a sinner and makes lots of mistakes. A humble person is on his knees in the confessional, begging for mercy and the graces needed to grow in virtue. Humility, humility, humility. My child, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. And you will find favor with God, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted.